ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 5, Text number 26. Tadupasparshana Deva Vinidhurta Malashayaha Japanto Brahma Param ते पुत्रस्तत् महत्तपः तदुपस्पर्शना देवा विनिधूतमलाशयः जपन्तो ब्रह्म परम् ते पुत्रस्त महत्तपः तदुपस्पर्शना देवा विनिधूर्तमलाशयः जपन्तो ब्रह्म परम् ते पुस्तत्र महत्तपः। ट्रान्स्लेशन् अण्ड् पर्पोर्ट् बै हिस् डिवैन् ग्रेस् एसि भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद. Translation: At Narayan Saras, the second group of sons perform penances in the same way as the first. They bathe in the holy water, and by its touch, all the dirt material desires in their hearts were cleansed away. They murmured mantras beginning with Omkara and underwent a severe course of austerities. Purport: Every Vedic mantra is called Brahma because each mantra is preceded by Brahmakshara Om or Omkara. For example, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 7.8, Pranava Sarva Vedeshu. In all Vedic mantras, I am represented by Pranava or Omkara. Thus, chanting of the Vedic mantra beginning with Omkar is directly chanting of Krishna's name. There is no difference. Whether one chants Omkar or addresses Lord as Krishna, the meaning is the same. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended that in this age, one chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. Although there is no difference between Hare Krishna and the Vedic mantras beginning with the Omkar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the leader of spiritual movement for this age, has recommended that one chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So today we are reading the verse where the second set of sons of Dakshas, they go to the holy river and they take bath in that. And the verse says that just by touch of that holy water, all dirt that was accumulated in their heart was cleansed. So we see that these are the powerful substances like the holy water of holy rivers. This has got such a capacity that it can purify the dirt. And the biggest dirt is that is accumulated in our heart. So as the holy water has potency to purify, at the same time, the Vedic mantras or the holy name of the Lord also has same potency to purify. And as well as, apart from these two, there is a third thing which the Shastra says, that if you just happen to see a pure Vaishnava, they also have a potency to purify the contaminated people. So first let us see that this verse says that how just by taking bath in the holy water, the second set of Daksha's sons could purify their heart. So before they took the bath, naturally they saw the Narad Muni. And if you see in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sees Ishwarpuri in Gayadham, that's the second time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meets Ishwarpuri. And how he glorifies Ishwarpuri, how he glorifies meeting a pure saint. So he says that the purpose for which I came, that my goal of pilgrimage is successful because I saw you. Then he further glorifies that just because that I have seen you, it's sure that I will be able to see the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Then he further says that this place where everybody comes to perform the Shraddha ceremony, to offer the pindas. So as per these Vedic scriptures, like when somebody goes to these holy places, performs the Shraddha ceremonies, offers pindas to their ancestors, if there is some problem, then ancestors get the benefit. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that if somebody performs these activities that is mentioned in the Vedas, that one person may get purified. He may get liberated from his position. But if people come in contact with you, that is Ishwarpuri, who is a pure devotee of the Lord, so many people will be liberated. So this is how he glorifies that just offering a pinda, maybe a certain person may get purified. But simply seeing the pure devotees of the Lord, millions of people can get purified. And that's the potency of simply seeing a powerful Vaishnavas who is so pure. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further glorifies that you have such a potency that you can even purify a place of pilgrimage. As Bhagavatam says, that wherever the pure devotees of the Lord, they go, that place becomes a place of pilgrimage. So devotees of the Lord has got so much potency that they can even purify the holy places also. So this point is very essential for us to understand, that how a pure devotee of the Lord is so powerful. And any person who comes in contact with him gets purified. The same point we'll find it in Krishna Leela, that all of us, we know the Leela of that Mother Yashoda binds Lord Krishna to the mortar. And when Krishna takes that mortar, goes to the courtyard and tries to pass it to two Arjuna trees. And when these two Arjuna trees collapse, the two heavenly personalities come from that. And then they were Manigriva and Nalakuvaira. And they start offering various prayers to Lord Krishna. They glorify Lord Krishna. And after the glorification is over, then Lord Sri Krishna himself starts speaking. So he says that by the causeless mercy of Narad Muni, you were liberated from your position. Due to pride in your heart, that you naturally like these two sons were Kubera's son. Kubera is a demigod and he is a treasurer of the demigods. So naturally we can see that they had vast resources at their disposal. At the same time, they had very beautiful bodies. So by possessing a lot of wealth and these beautiful bodies, naturally these two sons of Kubera were intoxicated and there was a lot of pride in their heart. And when Narada Muni happens to see them, he could see that they are just gliding down towards the hell. And naturally, a pure devotee of the Lord being compassionate to the fallen conditioned souls, in order to elevate them, he curses them. But actually that curse is benediction. We can see that here they are face to face with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If Narada Muni had not intervened the situation, they would have gone further down to their position. So Lord Krishna says that when somebody sees my pure devotee, that person becomes a very fortunate. And seeing a pure devotee like Narad Muni, immediately that person gets liberated. And he gives another analogy to illustrate that point. So Lord Krishna says that when the sun is present, there is no any visionary impediments are there. When sunlight is there, anybody can easily see that thing. So similarly, a person like Narad Muni is there, and whoever comes in his contact will immediately get liberated. So such is the power of a pure devotee, and such is the power of just having the darshan of a saintly person. And the same point we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he instructs Sanatana Goswami, he tells him this story of Mrugari. So as all of you know that story, that how this Narad Muni was going through a forest path, and when he sees that there's so many animals are trapped and they are in the half-killed position, and as Narad Muni goes further, all the animals that were in the trap, they go away. And then the hunter becomes very angry. And when he comes to know that one person, he came, and because of him, all birds, they got alerted and they left from that trap. So naturally he became angry and he was about to speak bad words. But the moment he sees a saintly person, the words doesn't come from his mouth. He just stops it. Because Narad Muni is such a pure personality. Even though Mrugari was a hunter and his life was such a lowly, just simply, even the first time seeing that Narad Muni had such an effect, that all these bad words didn't come from his mouth. And then further, you all know the discussion between Narad Muni and Mrugari. And Narad Muni nicely preaches Mrugari, and Mrugari leaves that path and becomes a saintly person. So we can say, if somehow or other we come in contact with such a purified person, this personality has such a tremendous effect that can purify us. And that's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur also glorifies the Vaishnavas, saying that darshane pavitra karo ye tumhara gun, that you have got such a virtue that simply by your darshan you have potency to purify the contaminated souls. So here we have seen in this verse the sons of Daksha, they are taking bath in the holy river, and simply by touch of that sacred water, the heart is getting purified. And similar, advantage is available to us when we meet a saintly person. And the benefit of saintly person is the saintly person, out of their causeless mercy, they come to you to give you their mercy. Otherwise, you will have to travel all the way to this holy rivers and take bath. So the holy name, the holy water, or just power of seeing, a power of elevated Vaishnava, has got such a tremendous effect. And then later we see that Prabhupada mentions about the Omkara, and he says that how every Vedic literature begins with this auspicious sound. And Prabhupada quotes the shloka from Bhagavad Gita, that's from 7th chapter, 8th shloka, where Lord Krishna clearly says that I am that Omkar. But what happens is, Mayavadis usually do not like to address the Supreme Personality of Godhead by his innumerable names. Because Lord Krishna has got many names, and these names are associated with the various pastimes that the Lord has done. And because impersonalists and Mayavadis, they just can't accept the form of a Lord, they are accustomed to addressing by this sound Om. But they don't know that actually this Om is a sound representation of Lord Krishna. So when they are pronouncing this Omkara, they are actually addressing the Lord Sri Krishna. So the Krishna, through his potency, is everywhere. It's nobody can escape from that. And after Srila Prabhupada mentions about the Omkara, then immediately he uses the word, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us this process. So which is very, very essential for us to understand that why in purport Srila Prabhupada is very clearly mentioning this statement. Because if you see, in this world, like whenever you go and talk to any person, anything about God or spirituality, you'll find that everybody has got different opinions. So that's why it is said, like Nana Muni, Nana Mat, or Jatamat, Tatapat. So many people have got that fashion of saying that we should have a freedom of opinion, or people should be able to do what they want to do. So all the opinions are valid. And they take pride in saying that how we are all accommodative, we don't fight with each other, we say that whatever you are saying is also true. But by this method, one can never understand the absolute truth. Only descending path by which one can understand the absolute truth. Because if you see that there are so many opinions, as many as people are there, you will find that many opinions, and no opinions will be the same. And if you follow these opinions, the whole life will be wasted, and you will never be able to arrive at any conclusion. So that's why only descending path is considered as perfect to understand the absolute truth. So that's why it is said that the tattva cannot be understood by our own scholarship or by speculation. So if people go by this method, then definitely they will be cheated. Then what is the method by which one can understand the absolute truth? So in the Chaitanya Bhagavad, Vrindavan Das Thakur explains it, that only when Krishna wants himself to be revealed can a living entity understand the Supreme Lord. So what does that mean is that when that Supreme Absolute Truth by his causeless mercy wants to reveal or wants to show his causeless mercy and make us understand, then only a living entity will be able to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And how we understand is Lord Sri Krishna himself has manifested at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this Kali Yuga, and he himself is revealing how one can approach him. And that is the only way one can understand the Supreme Absolute Truth. If even in Katha Upanishad, the same point is given, that one cannot understand the Paramatma Tattva by his own intelligence or by the mundane knowledge, or if a person hears from any karmi, any jnani, or any yogis, or any renunciates, or the speculators. Because there are so many so-called renunciates, they interpret on Bhagavad Gita, and then they comment that Bhagavad Gita says that the message of Bhagavad Gita is non-violence. So this kind of so many opinions will be given. But we understand that the only process by which we can understand the Supreme Absolute Truth is when that Supreme Absolute Truth tells us, gives us the method by which we can understand that. And that method comes in the descending process. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us a very simple, easy process by which we can understand that tattva. And simply by chanting this, the holy name of the Lord, all the dust that is accumulated in our heart for so many years slowly gets cleansed away. And when we chant this holy name with pure intention, then that holy name has got purifying effect. Because when we say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has asked us to perform the Krishna Kirtan, this Krishna Kirtan should be real Krishna Kirtan. And it should not be performed with any other motive than selfless devotional service. Because there are so many times you see that people perform this, take shelter of the name when they are in diseased condition. Or many times we have seen in the villages that when rain doesn't come on time, then people will organize various kinds of celebrations, rituals, in by which the whole night or few days they will be keep chanting the name. It's good at least they are taking shelter of the holy name. But the pure purpose is, it's pure materialistic, that either they want the cause of their distress to go away, or if there is some disease epidemics, then they will chant the holy name. But this is chanted with pure material desire, so that will have a limited effect. But when the real Krishna Kirtan is performed, it has got such a potency that it will convert the people. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he did, he simply chanted the holy name wherever he went. And his chanting was a pure chanting. And we have seen that he went to Varanasi, where there Prakashananda Saraswati and his thousands of impersonal followers were there. And just by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pure chanting has got such a potency, it could convert the Mayavadis like Prakashanand as well as his thousands of followers. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could convert a Vishais like Jagayan Madai or king like Pratap Rudra simply by chanting the holy name. And not only that, we have seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while going to the forest, he simply chanted the holy name, and he could, by which he could elevate even the targets, deers, so many animals, as well as immovable things like trees and creepers. All those things also got benefited. So such is the potency of purely chanting the holy name. And simply by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's this pastime, you can see that whenever there is a real kirtan is done, it has potency to convert Mayavadis as well as material attached people. Even not only that, even subhumans also can be greatly benefited simply by chanting the holy name. And if you see what is today's condition, we find today everywhere there is lot of sufferings. So why there is a suffering? Because people are not taking the advantage of chanting the holy name. Because this is the only process, if you take it, you will get benefit. And there is evidence in the scriptures, there is evidence in Chaitanya Charitamrita. If you follow any other process as per your speculations or as per your whims, naturally you are bound to get sufferings. And that's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his Kalyan Karpataru, he says in that song of Kali Kukurab that the dog of Kali Yuga is such a ferocious and it's causing suffering. And in this, Gaur Sundar has descended and he has given us this process by which we can get such a benefit. So this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us this process, and Srila Prabhupada is bringing out this point in the purport, which is very, very essential for us, that we follow the method given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we have seen that by following these methods, people all over the world have got benefit. And if you don't follow this method, naturally we can see those who don't follow the methods, they are suffering. So let us see that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he himself has glorified this holy name, at the same time how he has taught to his students or his followers how one should take this holy name. Like when he comes back from Gaya, he starts the Hare Krishna movement, and the people in Navadeep, devotees in Navadeep, could see a change in his behavior. Previously, Nimai would just get joy in debating with the people, debating with students and defeating them in arguments. And after visiting Gaya, he was totally changed. So once when he was on the way to take bath on Ganga, so his students come and then they request him that you kindly teach us. So they surround him and all of them, they sit down. And as they open their books, one student chants the holy name of the Lord. He just, while opening the books, he just says, Hari Hari. And as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hears the name of Lord Krishna, immediately he goes in ecstasy. And then he starts explaining to the students that how the devotional service is the greatest treasure. And all the scripture, this message is given, is when we perform devotional service to the Supreme Lord, will be benefited. And then they say, says that those who are bewildered by Maya, they only avoid performing the devotional service. And anyone who doesn't chant the Krishna's name, such a beautiful name like Krishna's, one of the name is Karuna Sagar, he is the ocean of mercy. Or another name of his there is like a Jagat Jivan, it gives life to the whole universe. Similarly, he has got so many names as per the pastimes performed in Krishna Leela. So avoiding these names, if people interpret the Shastras in a different ways, they will not be benefited. He said that if you read the scriptures, learn so many grammatical rules, by heart so many things, but your position will be like that of an ass who carries so much of load and no much real benefit comes. So if anyone puts so much effort learning the scripture but avoids performing devotional service to the Supreme Lord, is as good as a donkey. As a donkey suffers carrying such a burden on his back, similarly person simply studies the scriptures without understanding its proper goal will suffer. At the same time, he will bring himself inauspicious future. Because what will get by working so hard if he doesn't perform devotional service, his future is inauspicious. Whereas a person who is a lowly, who is a poor, and maybe having so many faults, but chants Krishna's name will go to the spiritual world. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks, don't you know that Krishna gave liberation to Putna? It also awarded liberation to a demon like Agasur. So person who is a proud and doesn't take Krishna's name will suffer. Just by chanting the name of Narayan, Ajamil could attain the liberation. And that's how Mother Lakshmi always hankers to render service at the lotus feet of Lord. The Mother Ganga gets potency to purify the contaminated soul just because she touches the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. So this is how he starts glorifying the holy name, glorifying the devotional service. And after some time he sees that there are some materialistic persons are also present at that spot. Then again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes back to external consciousness. And then he asks the students, have you understood what I spoke? Did you understand the definition of sutra I did? So students say that somehow or other we didn't understand what you said, because everything you explained in relation to Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, now we'll close the books. All of us will go and bathe in the Ganges. And then later we find that how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he also glorifies the holy name. That there is a pastimes where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to house of Murari Gupta, and when Murari Gupta wanted to commit suicide, he convinces him not to commit suicide. And after that, after narrating that pastime, Vrindavan Das Thakur writes a very beautiful verse saying, illustrating the potency of the holy name. He says that if a bird chants Lord Chaitanya's name, it will go to the spiritual world. Such is the potency of taking the holy name. Not only it will purify you, at the same time it will take you to the highest position of taking one to the spiritual world. And then he compares a bird's taking holy name and with a sannyasi who externally puts the dress of a sannyasi, takes the leadership position and guides the people. But if he doesn't talk about devotion to Lord Krishna, such sannyasi, he describes him as a blasphemer. And he compares that what will happen to this fellow. He compares him with ordinary thief. So suppose there is a thief. What he does is, the thieves usually rob the people. They have weapons. With the help of the weapon, they will rob the person. And then in future, they will suffer for their misdeeds. They will have to go hell and suffer for whatever misdeed he has done. But Vrindavan Das Thakur says that a person who is a sannyasi but doesn't guide people about the holy name, what happens to that? That he is worse than a thief. Because what happens is, he first misinterpreting the scriptures, so he will go to inauspicious place. At the same time, those who follow, they will also go to the hell. So not only he is himself damaging his future, but because he is misguiding so many innocent people, so he will be held responsible for misguiding the people, and for that purpose, he will have to suffer many births in the hell. If you see in Srimad Bhagavatam 12th canto, where the description of Kali Yuga is given, so in that description, the various things are mentioned, and one of the things that is mentioned is that in Kali Yuga, a low class person will dress himself as sadhus, sannyasis, and then they will give so many discourses and misguide the people. And you will find in today's world that there are so many people now who wear saffron dress and who give so many discourses, and thousands and lakhs of people follow them. But they don't follow the principle which is Srila Prabhupada has given us in this purport, very clearly mentioning that we follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why we follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Because we know the absolute truth can be understood by descending process, or when the absolute truth himself comes down to us and causelessly wants us to give this truth, then only we can understand. And any other people who are following this other path, so those people will suffer, and those so-called leaders will suffer birth after birth. So we see that the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he has given us this process of chanting the holy name, and he personally taught this process. We will read that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to perform a Sankirtan at the house of Srivas Thakur, so one time many pious people came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And while coming, they brought various gifts with them. Some got new goods, some got bananas or various kinds of fruits. And falling at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they requested him that please guide us, please elevate us. So that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed them that all of you, please chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this clear verse is mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing those who approached him for guidance that you please chant this mantra. If you see this, the section of Bhagavad that we are reading it, and just 2 days back, there is a verse which was talking about this various meters like Sare Gama Pada and all these things. And Prabhupada didn't lose the opportunity of mentioning in this translation about Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So that leaves no doubt in future, that many people may try to interpret in different ways, but this Prabhupada, of course it's not mentioned in the original verse, but still Prabhupada has included the full Hare Krishna Mahamantra in the translation. Why? So that there will be no other misinterpretation, no scope of any speculation. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught, and Srila Prabhupada is giving us as it is the same process without making any adulteration in that. So after that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that you please chant this Mahamantra. There is no rules and regulation following this Mahamantra. Any time of the day you can chant. And then he was saying you have a family. So In the evening time, all of you, with your wife, with your children's brothers and sisters, come together, clap the hands, and take this Mahamantra. And then he said, you may also chant Hariharaya Namah, Yadavaya Namah, Gopal Govindaram, Sri Madhusudan. He says, these two lines also you can chant. And then what happened is, that people went home, and everybody in their home started chanting the holy name along with their family members. And like this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established the chanting of holy name village after village. Everywhere, then people started chanting the holy name. And after that, now we see that's a pastime of that when the Qazi was going through the road, that's how he could hear that everywhere he could understand that people are playing mrudangas and taking the holy name. And then that pastime comes where he breaks the mrudanga and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu establishes again the supremacy of the holy name. So here in that pastime we see that how the Lord, taking the humble position, keeping the blade of grass in the teeth, he is requesting all the fallen conditioned soul that please chant the holy name of Lord Krishna. Render some service to Lord Krishna and then you will be benefited. And then we see that simply this chanting the holy name fills auspiciousness in all the four directions. And further, there is that how the what is the effect by purely chanting the holy name. That we have to see that the chanting has to be done purely and not with any other material motivation. And anywhere there is such a pure chanting, benefit will be there. In all four directions, there will be auspiciousness. And we have seen in the scriptures, there is a few days back we read where Bhaktivinoda Thakur had written nice songs, that when Narad Muni starts singing, the how Lord Shiva goes in such ecstasy that he completely forgets about his own clothing. And by chanting this holy name, we have seen how the Valmiki Muni, he attains such a wealth of renunciation. Simply chanting the holy name, Ajamil also got so much of benefits. Same time we see wherever Narad Muni and Sukhdev Goswami, wherever they wander, they simply are relishing the holy name. Wherever they go, they give the holy name. And there is another pastime that is there in the written in Chaitanya Bhagavat, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, he would keep traveling and he would deliberately go to a places where nobody would be chanting holy name of Lord Krishna. His purpose was to simply give opportunity to fallen conditioned souls so that they can get benefit of chanting the holy name. So he, once when he was traveling in the area of Radha Desh towards Vakreshwar Tirth, so 3 days he was traveling, and then he commented that last 3 days I am traveling and nowhere I have even once heard holy name of Lord Krishna. He says, what is the use of this body? What is the use of traveling in this country where nobody is taking the holy name? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in such a distressed condition that nobody is glorifying Lord Krishna's name in this area. And as he was going further, he comes to a place where some boys were herding the cows, and one of the cowherd boy suddenly starts taking the name of Lord Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately goes in ecstasy and he asks this question, that why is that last 3 days I never heard the Lord Krishna's name, and at this place people are chanting the holy name of the Lord. What is the reason? And then he himself gives the reason by asking the people, how far is Mother Ganga from here? So people say, if you walk on this path for 3 hours, you will reach to Ganga. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, it's because of mercy of Mother Ganga, people are able to chant the holy name. Wherever Mother Ganga goes, she spreads the holy name. And this place, there must be breeze coming from the river Ganga. Because the air touches the holy water of Ganga and comes to this place has also become purified. And he further starts glorifying Mother Ganga in different ways. And in next place, because the breeze of Mother Ganga comes at this place is purified and people are chanting the holy name of Krishna. And he says, the insects, worms, jackals, dogs, all these lowly creatures staying at the bank of Mother Ganga are so fortunate, because if the breeze has got such a potency to purify, and these creatures are directly drinking the purified water of Mother Ganga, so how much benefit those people must be getting it. And in comparison with a wealthy person, he may be having a lot of wealth, but if he is staying far away from Mother Ganga, then he is less fortunate than that of a worm or even a jackal staying at the bank of Mother Ganga. So this is how he glorifies Mother Ganga. At the same time, it states that how this holy name has to be chanted at all the places, in all the circumstances and everywhere. And further we have seen there is another pastimes when in order to induce the people somehow or other so that they can chant the holy name of the Lord, that wherever Lord would go, he would get invitations by the grihasthas to come to his house to honor the prasadam. So in one particular village, when many brahmanas, they approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you please come to our house for prasad, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just replies that I will visit the house who is the owner of 100,000s. So when all the brahmanas they hear, they become very worried, because naturally a person who is a real brahman is mostly a poverty stricken, because he will never keep more than necessary. So these brahmanas didn't have even few thousand coins. So where is the question that they would possess such a great wealth? So they approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in distressed condition, saying that we don't have even few coins. So there is no possibility that you can visit our homes. So what we should do so that you can come to our house? So that's the time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu interprets this term Lakhapati, saying that anyone who chants 1 lakh holy name a day, that house I will visit. So he was saying that person may have a lot of wealth, but if there is no devotional service present, then that place is inauspicious and that future is also not good. So wherever devotional service is present, everything is auspicious. And if the devotional service is not present, even king's life is inauspicious. A king may have a lot of richness, but if there is no devotional service, his future is black, because there is no clue or no idea what his future birth will be. So a person may be a poor. He may not have enough thing for to eat for one meal. He may not have enough sufficient food for his next meal. But if he is chanting holy name of the Lord, that person is far more fortunate than a person who may have lot of material wealth. So this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wherever he went, he induced people to chant holy name. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita also states that anyone who chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra will immediately develop ecstasy for Lord Sri Krishna. And we have seen that this process practically works. Many times for the common people to realize the God, or when you talk about spiritual things, they feel the process of attaining the Supreme Truth is either very difficult, or many times they simply don't know how to do it, and because of that they simply conclude that it is impossible to understand. So many writers in the past have written so many articles or essays where they were explaining, if we know how to assess the God, then probably we may take that method. They feel that God is something which is abstract, or it's impossible for a common person to understand. But by the mercy of that same absolute truth, the process is also very simple to attain. And it has come in the disciplic succession for us. And we have seen that how at a very, very neophyte stage, simply by hearing, chanting in the association of pure devotees, we can see that how this holy name works. Gradually, all unwanted habits goes away. We see that attachment for Krishna develops, and person reaches at a stage where he cannot forget Lord Sri Krishna. So Prabhupada also writes in one of the purport about the effects of people chanting holy name, that in India, when we chant this holy name, so many Indians, they are surprised to see that these foreigners, how they can chant the holy name in such ecstasy. Because this holy name is given ecstasy, we are able to chant, we are able to perform ecstatic dance. Just now we had ecstatic Guru Puja, and we could see that how the devotees are able to dance ecstatically in the chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna. Because if there is no joy, people will not do that activity. It's a common sense. If the joy is not coming, nobody will perform that activities. Nobody will get up early in the morning, will take travel to come to the temple and spend time in chanting the holy name. So whether we may feel or whether we realize or not, but the effect of holy name is there. And that's why we see day in and day out, we are able to chant the holy name of the Lord. And there are so many cases where we have seen that the people suffering for so many bad habits of years together are able to give up that and able to develop attachment for the Krishna. And why this they are able to develop the attachment for the Krishna? Because this holy name of Krishna and Krishna are identical. So when a person chants the holy name of the Lord, he is directly in contact with the Supreme Person. And because of that, he is able to get purified. So to summarize, we can say that how Srila Prabhupada is very nicely giving this purport of this verse. The verse is simply describing that how the second set of Daksha's son got purified just by bathing in the holy river. And in purport, Srila Prabhupada says that the Omkar is a transcendental sound, and chanting this Omkar and chanting, taking the name of Lord Krishna is non-different. Anybody who is chanting Omkara will also get the benefit. And Srila Prabhupada turns the whole purport to the main point, main focus, the main message, is that we follow the process given to us by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the process that is given to us by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is chanting the holy name of Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So is there any questions or comment? Yes. If you read Bhagavad Gita clearly says, Lord Krishna says that I am there in Omkar. So Omkar all is like a transcendental sound. And it's a sound representation of Krishna. So the people who are at that stage, they will simply be satisfied addressing Supreme Truth as up to their his energies, his potencies. Whereas the devotees of the Lord Sri Krishna will not only just stop at the stage of his energies, but would like to go further and understand what is the source of this Omkar. And that's why we go further and we chant the holy name of the Lord. So the people can understand the Supreme Truth at different stages. So some people just are happy addressing the Supreme Truth up to the extent of his energies, a powerful thing. But whereas the devotees of the Lord, because they understand this scripture in the bona fide disciplic succession, they are able to understand that there are further steps in the realization of Supreme Lord. And the Bhagavad Gita clearly says, that Krishna says that I am the source of all material as well as spiritual things. And we believe in that Bhagavad Gita. We believe that Lord Krishna has got personal form and is present everywhere in his energies. So in one sense, there is no contradiction with what Mayavadis and impersonalists says. We simply say that they approach till a particular stage and devotees go further in God realization and they address the Supreme Lord through his various innumerable names, which indicates his various pastimes. And as Srila Prabhupada has mentioned in this purport, we understand absolute truth in this bona fide disciplic succession. And what this disciplic succession says, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the absolute truth himself, and he himself has given this process. So we are satisfied with this process. Okay. Any other questions? What? Yes. So Lord says, yeah, I'm like this. At the same time, if you just want to study that scripture and take one statement and just meditate that why it's like this, but its more explanation is given. The same Vasudev, who has written all these things, has written Srimad Bhagavatam also, and in which he gives a clear-cut conclusion, Ete Chamsak Kalapursak Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. So that's fine, you have read that, but it will be nice if you can read other things also, then you will be able to understand the whole perspective in a proper way. So Krishna says, mentions about his potencies in that form, and at the same time, an author who has written that is mentioning clearly about Lord Krishna, about his various pastimes also. So it's a choice of every individual person wherever he wants to go. Okay. Yes. So each acharyas, as per their time, places, circumstances, they have emphasized in a different worships, different ways of worshipping the Supreme Lord. So the thing is, they may stress or may not stress, but anyone who follows the process given in these four bona fide sampradayas will definitely attain the perfections. Each acharya, as per the circumstances prevailing at that time, gave stress to different aspects of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So our approach is, we follow strictly one particular path. At the same time, we respect other paths also, that they are fully bona fide, and we respect them. But we owe our allegiance to one particular path, then we are able to progress in a proper way. Any other questions? So lend your Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki, Jai.